Well, Finn Harps have climbed off the bottom of the Premier Division table thanks to a 1-1 draw against Shelburne here at Finn Park in Balbuffet tonight. A hard-earned point for Ollie Horgan's side, but a welcome one nonetheless. They went in front 7 minutes into the second half when Conor Tourish diverted home Barry McNamee's ball in from the left-hand side after Harps had worked a short corner. But their lead lasted barely 5 minutes because on 57 minutes, Shelburne were level. A corner kick swung deep over from the right-hand side from Gurgi was headed in by Stefan Negru, and all of a sudden, Shelburne were back on level terms. And they deserved to be level because they played ever so well tonight, the Damien Duff side, and they had the better chances, especially in the second half. A number of good opportunities coming their way. Dan Carr saw a header brilliantly saved by James McKeown. Negru had a header from a corner kick which caused all sorts of problems for the home defenders. And then Sean Boyd, who came off the bench, the former Harps man, in on goal around about 12 minutes left to play. You thought he was going to find the back of the net. All he could do was find the side netting because a Harps defender made a last-ditch tackle to put Boyd off. At the other end, Harps' best chance for a winning goal fell away of Rob Jones, the substitute who was brought on to add plenty of height to that front line, and he got a header in on goal, which was brilliantly saved by Brendan Clark, the Shelburne goalkeeper, backpedaling. He just got a hand to the ball and diverted it round the post. A wonderful save from Clark to deny Jones what would have been a second goal for Harps. A good game in the second half after a quickly forgettable first half, during which there was little or no action to report. And I suppose the big talking point from that first half was an injury picked up by Harps frontman Eric McWoods. He looked as if he picked up a hamstring injury, so he could be facing some time on the sidelines. Remember, Harps have a big game next weekend against Derry City, who themselves won tonight again. High-flying Derry winning 1-0 away to St Pat's. And the other big result from the League of Ireland Premier Division tonight is the defeat by for UCD. They lost out against Bowes at Daly Mount Park by a 0-0. So that means the Students slip to the bottom of the Premier Division tonight. On goal difference, they're level on points with Finn Harps, but given Harps' superior goal average at this late stage of the season, they move into the relegation playoff spot. And as I say, next weekend, it's a North West Derby, Derry City against Finn Harps. So final score from Finn Park in Balbuffet, it's finished. Finn Harps 1, Shelburne 1.